Welcome to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help entrepreneurs turn hustle into something bigger. I'm Greg, serial entrepreneur, professor, and founder coach, and each episode, I share personal insights and practical tools to help you on your entrepreneurial journey. Today's show is called Why Optional Income Creates Better Life Decisions. Now let's dive in. Here's something that might surprise you. Most side hustlers fail, not because their idea sucks, but because they make terrible decisions when they're desperate for money. Today, I'll show you the exact framework that separates successful entrepreneurs from the 80% who quit in year one. Let me start with what I call the desperation tax. Research from Harvard Business Review shows entrepreneurs make 40% worse business decisions when operating from financial desperation. Think about it. When rent is due tomorrow, you'll take bad clients, undercharge for your services, and say yes to everything that walks through your door. This creates a vicious cycle where your side hustle becomes a glorified second job instead of a real business with potential for growth. But here's the counterintuitive truth. Optional income creates better life decisions. When your side hustle money is nice to have, not need to have, everything changes. You can be selective, you can fire problem clients, raise your prices, and focus on high-value opportunities that actually move the needle. This selectivity is what transforms a hustle into a real business with systems and sustainable growth. Let me share a personal story that illustrates this perfectly. In 2019, I started a marketing consulting side hustle while working full-time as a professor. I made $50,000 in year one, but I was absolutely miserable because I took every client who could fog a mirror and write a check. I had this nightmare client paying $2,000 monthly who demanded 24/7 availability. They'd text me at midnight about logo colors and expect responses during my family dinners. I kept telling myself I couldn't afford to fire them. But here's what I finally realized. My day job salary gave me the freedom to choose better clients. So I fired them. Within 6 months, I replaced that revenue with three amazing clients at higher rates who respected boundaries and valued strategic thinking over constant availability. The key was having my salary as a safety net to make quality decisions rather than survival decisions. This leads to what I call the six-month rule. Never quit your day job until your side hustle consistently makes 1.5 times your salary for 6 consecutive months. This buffer gives you negotiating power and decision-making clarity. Most successful entrepreneurs I know kept their safety net longer than they thought they should, and they're grateful they did. So here's your actionable takeaway. If you're starting a side hustle, keep your day job and treat side hustle income as investment money, not survival money. If you're already hustling, audit your last 10 business decisions. Did you choose based on desperation or strategy? Create a hell no list of clients or projects you won't take, even when money's tight. Set a minimum rate and stick to it. Your future self will thank you. Financial freedom isn't about making more money faster. It's about making better decisions from a position of strength. Your day job isn't holding you back. It might be the secret weapon that makes your side hustle successful. Thanks for tuning in to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If today's episode gave you value, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone building their own hustle. Until next time, keep building businesses bigger than you.